Maseches Chagiga covers basically two main areas of halachas, the first being the halachas as it relates to the mitzvah of Ole L'Regel, going up for the Shalosh Regalim, for Pesach Sukkis and Shavuos, being Ole L'Regel. So that's going to be the first part of the Masechta. And the second part of the Masechta is going to deal primarily with various Tuma and Tahara issues, purification and impurification, and it will relate back to, again, the Shalosh Regalim. So when it comes to the first part, that's obviously where we're going to start with. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says in Shmos Chaf Gimel that three times, Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana, three times during the year, talking about the Shalosh Regalim, Yeira'e Kol Zuchorcha Es Pnei Ha'adon, Hashem should come and be seen. It's talking about the mitzvah Ole L'Regel, and that mitzvah of Re'iyah is that each and every male should come into the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's not it. It's specifically on the first day of the given holiday, so the first day of Pesach, first day of Sukkot, or on Shavuos, and to bring also a Korban Ola. That Korban Ola is called the Ola Re'iyah. It's a regular Ola, but it's the Re'iyah. It's brought when we do the mitzvah of Ole L'Regel. So that is going to be the first of the three mitzvahs that we have specifically on the Shalosh Regalim, and also the first of the three Korbanos. They're all three of these mitzvahs relate to bringing of Korbanos. So number one is to be Ole L'Regel, to be in the Chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash, to be in the courtyard, in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, and to bring the Olas Re'iyah. Mitzvah number two is we're going to refer to as the Shalmei Chagiga, is to bring, in addition, every Jew should bring a Korban Shlamim. It's called the Shalmei Chagiga, specifically for the Chag. And it's, again, it's brought on the first day of the Chag as well. It's specifically brought as a behema, red meat. And mitzvah number three is a mitzvah of Simcha. And the mitzvah of Simcha at the time of the Beis HaMikdash is fulfilled by bringing another Korban Shlamim. This is called the Shalmei Simcha. So that's in addition to the second Korban of the Shalmei Chagiga. We have an additional Korban that's called the Shalmei Simcha. So three Korbanas. Olas Re'iyah, that's a Korban Ola. The whole Ola is burnt on the Mizbeach. Shalmei Chagiga is number two. Shalmei Simcha is number three. Shlamim are typically divided up between the person bringing the Shlamim and whoever he decides to give it to, his family, his friends. And also a small portion goes to the Kohen, and part of it is also burnt on the Mizbeach. That will have ramifications as we go through the first perek, talking about the various details of these Korbanos. So we're going to start off in Mishnah Aleph with discussing the first of these mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Re'iyah, which includes going to the Azara and also bringing the Olas Re'iyah, that Korban Ola. So the Mishnah says as follows, Mishnah Aleph, HaKol Chayavim B'Re'iyah, everyone is obligated literally to go in Re'iyah, to be seen, to see the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash, the first day of the Yontif, and also to bring the Olas Re'iyah, to bring that Korban Ola, Chutz, with the exception, and we're now going to list the exceptions of those who are not obligated to do the mitzvah of Ola L'Regel on the Sholosh Regalim. So first category is as follows, Chutz Mecheiresh, someone who is a deaf mute, Shota, somebody who is not mentally sound, and Vikatan, and somebody who is below the age of bar mitzvah. Those are three groupings of people that are not chayavim b'mitzvahs, and accordingly they also don't have to do the mitzvah of Ola L'Regel, and don't have to bring the Olas Re'iyah. Next grouping comes out of the Pasuk that we referred to before, who has this mitzvah of Ola L'Regel. It says, Kol Zechurcha. Every male has the obligation. Accordingly, a female is excluded, and also those whose genders are unclear. So we, as follows, the Tumtum, an individual that the gender is not clear, the person doesn't show whether it's a female or male. The Androgynos, it's a hermaphrodite, that is somebody who shows signs of being both a male and a female, that is not 100% a male. Kol zechurcha means a fully male. V'nashim, women are excluded. V'avadim she'ena meshuchrachrim, and non-Jewish slaves who have not yet been redeemed, so they're still servants, they have the same status when it comes to mitzvahs as women. So whatever women are obligated in, avadim she'ena meshuchrarim are obligated in, because women are not obligated of the mitzvah of Re'iyah, so too avadim she'ena meshuchrarim are not obligated. Continuing, Hachiger, now we're going to have a group of people that can't easily walk. And the concept here is Shalosh Regalim. It has to be Regel, somebody who can make Olel a Regel, can make a walk by himself. Hence, people who cannot independently walk, they were not going to be obligated in the midst of Olel a Regel. So Hachiger, somebody who's lame, somebody who's handicapped. Vasuma, somebody is blind, also not very independent. Vahachola, somebody who's not well, cannot make the walk. Vahazaken, somebody who's elderly. Umisha Enu Yachola Alos Baraglav, somebody who simply is unable to walk, too fragile, too delicate. These are all categories of people who also are not chayev in the mitzvah of Olel Regel, and also accordingly bringing the Olas Re'iya. Now there is a general obligation of a father to be mechanech his children. That's the mitzvah of chinuch. So the Mishnah asks, Eza hu katan, who is a katan and who is not a katan? In other words, which category of a minor is going to be obligated? The father is going to be obligated in chinuch, in order to bring him up to do be Olel Regel, and certain katanim, if they're too young, are not going to be, the father's not going to have that obligation of chinuch. So Ezu katan, who is a katan that we said, that is not obligated, the father's not obligated to have him do the mitzvah of Olel Regel. So the Mishnah says, Kol she'eno yachol lirkov aksefar shel aviv, any child who is too young, that he's not able to ride on the shoulders of his father, v'la'alos miyushalayim laharabais, to make the trip from Yerushalayim to Harabais, it's not that far, Divrei Beis Shammai. That's the view of Beis Shammai. If the kid is going to start screaming, he's not comfortable, he doesn't want to be there, that child is too young, and there's no mitzvah of chinuch for the father to bring that child along with him and educate that his young son on the mitzvah of Olel Regel. And Beis Shammai Omrim, a different standard, Kol She'eno Yachol Achoz Biyado Shel Aviv V'La Alos Miyushalayim L'Har HaBayis. The standard of Beis Hillel is that this is a child that is so young that he's not able to walk holding the hand of his father while they're going from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. That's the standard. The child doesn't have to walk independently, but has to be able to walk, hold hands with the father, and make a certain distance, although it's not a huge distance. Shenemar Shalosh Regalim, and Beis Hillel brings a proof that it's based on the ability of the child to walk, because it's called Shalosh Regalim. That's a reference to the ability to walk as a regal, even if the child has to hold the hand of somebody, but it has to have the ability to walk nonetheless. Mishnah Bay starts to give us some information on the first two types of karbanos that we referred to, the Olas Re'iya and the Shalmei Chagiga, and it tells us that although on a Deoraisa level there's not a minimum value that the Torah ascribes to these two karbanos, nonetheless, Chazal instituted that they should have a minimum cost, a minimum value, expense to the person bringing these korbanos. Mishnah Beis, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai is of the view Hari'iyah, that's talking about the Olas Hari'iyah, that's the first type of korban that we refer to of the three types. Shtei Kesef, it has to have the value, a minimum value of 2 silver ma'os, that's what Shtei Kesef is, still 2 silver ma'os, the Chagiga Ma'a Kesef, and the Chagiga can be half of that, that's called talking about the Shalmei Chagiga, that's the second type of Korban, whether it referred to, that only has to have a value of 1 me'a of Kesef, a silver. Beis Hillel, Omrim, Beis Hillel swaps the order of the expense, and he says, Hari'iya, oh, the Olas Hari'iya, the Korban Ola, the first category, is ma'a kesef, has to have a value of only 1 silver ma'a, and v'chagiga shtei kesef, and the korban chagiga, that's a second type of korban, has to have the value of 2 me'a kesef, 2 silver ma'as. What's going on here is Beis Shammai is the view that the korban ola, the ola sari'iya, the first type of korban, has to be more expensive because that entire thing is being burnt on the korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, that there's so much value, it's even more valuable than the shlamim that we're going to bring, because the entire thing is going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to the second type of korban, that is part of it is going to people. On the other hand, Beis Hillel is of the view that the korban ola, that's the first category, can have a less of a value because the second category, the korban chagiga, the shalmei chagiga, has to be divided up between the mizbeach and a part goes to the kohanim and a part goes to the owner, the person bringing the korban, and whoever he invites to eat with him, because there are more needs. It's being divided in three. Accordingly, we have to have a higher value to ensure that we have more of a korban to divide up between those three priorities, those three needs, both the mizbeach, the kohanim, and also the owner and his guests. Mishnah Gimel deals with the interesting question of when we're buying these three categories of korbanos, the first one being an ola, the second one being a shlamim called the shalmei chagiga, and the third one being the shalmei simcha. Can the person who's now going up for the shalosh regalim use meiser sheni funds to purchase those three korbanos? Meiser sheni funds, meiser sheni is one of the tithes that are taken on a number of years during the Shemitah cycle, and either you have to bring up the produce that is separated, the 10%, that's the meiser sheni, and you eat that in Yerushalayim, or you can redeem the produce and put the kedusha onto money, bring the money up to Yerushalayim and spend that on food products. So if somebody comes with the money of Meiser Sheni, that has the status of Meiser Sheni, can use that money to purchase one or more of these korbanos on the Shalosh Regalim. So the Mishnah starts out as follows, and we're going to read it in conjunction with how the Gemara explains it. There are actually some words missing. Olos b'moed ba'os minachol chulin. Literally, olos, we're talking here about a couple of types of olos. Initially, we're talking about various types of korban olos that people commit to bring during the year, but it's not the olos re'iyah, the special ola that is required to be brought on the Shalosh Regalim. So it says those olos, other olos, are only brought on Chol HaMoed, not on the first day or the last day of Yontif. The olas re'iyah, on the other hand, the mitzvah is to bring it on the first day of Yontif. But either way, whether we're talking about other types of olas that is brought only Chol HaMoed, or we're talking about the olas re'iyah that's brought on the first day of Yontif, in any case, ba'os min achulin, that those olas, an ola is an obligation to be brought. It's not a volitional korban. Accordingly, it can only be brought from our normal funds, from chulin funds. It's non-sacred funds, not from Meiser Sheni. There's a concept brought in Menachos Dav Zayin that kol davar shebechov, anything that is an obligation for us to do, ein ba ela min chulin, it can only be brought from non-sacred funds. It can only be brought from chulin. Accordingly, a korban ola, breeding the regular orla or the olas re'iyah, those are obligations. Accordingly, you can't use Meiser Sheni funds to purchase them. And continuing, v'hashlamim, now we're talking about our third category of shlamim, the shalmei simcha. Now, the shalmei simcha is not an obligation. It's a korban shlamim that was brought to increase simcha on the regalim, but we're not obligated to bring it. Its purpose is, if we don't have enough meat from other korbanos, then we have the mitzvah to have the simcha through this third category of the shalmei simcha. Accordingly, v'hashlamim min hamay. What this means is that the shlamim can be brought also from the meiser fund. Certainly you can bring it from chulin, but even it can be brought from the meiser sheni funds, because it's not an obligation to bring the shalmei simcha. And continuing, now we're going to get to the second type of the shlamim, the shalmei chagiga, the second type of korban, excuse me, the shalmei chagiga, yom tov harishon shal Pesach, so on the first day of Pesach, and the same thing applies also on the first day of Sukkot and also on Shavuos. Our question now is, the shalmei chagiga is indeed an obligation, so that should be treated like the korban ola, the olas re'iyah, that you can only buy that with chulin funds, not meiser sheni funds. So yom tov harishon shel pesach be shama yomri min achulin. The same thing applies here when we're buying the shalmei chagiga. That's an obligation, just like the olas re'iyah is an obligation. Shalmei chagiga is an obligation. It can only be brought from the chulin. Beis hillel omri min hameiser. Beis hillel literally means they can also bring it from the meiser, certainly from chulin, but also Meiser Sheni. The Gemara explains what this is talking about in Beis Hillel is, once you have spent the minimum amount that we discussed in the prior mitzvah, the prior mishnah, the two me'a kesef, the two silver ma'os, on this shalmei chagiga, thereafter, if you want to buy additional korbanos of the shalmei chagiga, then for those additional ones, you can use Meiser Sheni funds. But other than that, for the first one, Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai that it has to be from Chulin. Mishnah Dalet continues discussing the third category of the karbonos, the Shalmei Simcha, which was not an obligation, as we mentioned. It was simply, if you didn't have enough meat from other sources of karbonos, then you would fill the void and make sure that you had the requisite Simcha of the Chag, V'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha, with the meat of this Shalmei Simcha. Accordingly, the Mishnah tells us something fascinating. If you have sources of meat from other korbanos, even if they're not korbanos that they relate specifically to the regel, for example, you don't have enough from the category number two, the Shalmei Chagiga, so you'd think you have to now bring the Shalmei Simcha, the third category. That's not the case if you have other sources of meat. So the Mishnah says as follows, Yisrael, Yotzin Yedei Chovason Benedarim Unevenedavos. Yisrael, somebody who is a non-Kohen, he can fulfill the mitzvah of the Simcha that the Shalmei Simcha would bring him with sources of meat that he brought, korbanos from nedarim and nedavos, other forms of volitional korbanos that he brought that weren't obligated, that don't have any connection to the regel of a meiser behema. And also, if now that he's all being olal a regel, he also brought his annually tithed animals. We would give 1 out of 10 of the new animals that are born on an annual basis. So he has meat that he can eat on the regel, even though he ran out of his Shalmei Chagiga, but he has other sources of meat, then he's not obligated. He fulfills the mitzvah, is what he's saying. You fulfill the mitzvah of the Simcha, and you don't have to bring the Shalmei Simcha. Continuing, Va'Kohanim, the same thing, but the Kohanim have even broader sources of meat, Va'Chataus, Va'Hashamas, they can fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha on the regel through eating the different portions of the Korbanos that they receive from a Korban Chatas, or Korban Asham, Uba Bechor, and the Bechor are firstborn of animals that come to them as well, Uba Chazev Ashok, and also they get specific parts from the Korban Shlamim, they get the breast and the thigh, they can also fulfill the requisite simcha of the chag. However, avaloba ofos veloba menachos, they cannot fulfill the mitzvah of simcha through a bird offering or through a korban mincha, which is a flower offering. There's a concept in simcha ela babasar, the simcha at the time of the Beis Hamikdash. You fulfill the simcha through having real meat. We're not talking about chicken. That would be the mitzvah of real meat. So from these other korbana sources, you can fulfill the mitzvah of simcha as well. Mishnah Hey, as we mentioned, there are three categories of korbanos brought on the Sholosh Regalim, the Orlas Re'iyah, that is totally burnt on the Mizbeach, the Shalmei Chagiga, that is divided, a small portion to the Kohanim, a portion to the Mizbeach, but most of it is eaten by the person bringing the korban and his family. And if that's not enough meat for you, category number three, the Shalmei Simcha, to fill in the void. Our Mishnah is going to discuss, should somebody bring more Ola or more Shlamim? In what situations should you spend more on the korban ola? In what situation should you spend more on the Shalmei Chagiga, or bring additional Shalmei Chagiga? Mishnah says as follows, four categories of people. Mishi yeshlo ochli merubim, an individual has a lot of people in the household that need to be fed from the korbanos, unechasi muatim, and has limited funds. Accordingly, mevi shlami merubim, that person should bring a lot of category number two, Shalmei Chagiga, because the family eats a good portion of that korban. He has a lot of people to eat. The olos muatos, but don't bring a lot of olos. Don't add. Just bring the bare minimum, which would be one korban ola, and just spend the minimum amount on it, as we saw based on Beis Hillel. It's one ma'a kesef. So that should be, he should weight his korbanos much more towards shlami as opposed to the korban ola. Next category, nechasi merubim, is somebody who has a lot of funding and can afford to buy additional korbanos, v'ochli muatim, and has a very small household to not eat. If we would bring a lot of shlamim, there wouldn't people to eat it. Accordingly, maybe olas merubas, that person should buy additional korbanas ola, or buy nicer ones, spend more money on the korban ola, or buy additional ones. Ushlami muatin, and category number two, the Shalmei Chagiga, don't have a lot of shlamim. Just get by with the minimum of shlamim because there's not a lot of people to eat. Category number three, zevazemuat, somebody who doesn't have a lot of funding and also does not have a lot of family members to eat. Alzenemar, that's what we talked about in the prior Mishnah, the opinion of Beis Hillel, to get by with the minimum when it comes to the korban of the ola, the olas riya, category number one, spend ma'ah kes, spend one ma'ah of silver, ushtei kes, when it comes to the korban shlamim, the Shalmei Chagiga, category number two of korbanos, that's where you should spend two ma'ah kes, if that's the bare minimum for each of them. And category number four of individual, zevezem rubin, if somebody has a lot of each, in other words, has a lot of funding, to purchase karbanos and has a lot of people to eat in the family as well. Al zeh ne'emar, on this, the pasuk says, "Ish kemanas yadok kivirkas Hashem elokecha asher nasan lach," that you should give based on the blessing that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has given you. This is a person who has bracha both in funding and also family members. In other words, he should bring a lot of korban olas, valuable korban olas, and also a lot of shlamim to make sure that he fulfills the needs and desires of the members of his household. Mishnah Vav continues that the first category of korbanos olas re'iyah and the second category, shalmei chagiga, the mitzvah was to bring them on the first day of the Chag, first day of Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. However, if it was not brought on the first day, it could be brought for the entire Chag, the entire Pesach, the entire Sukkot, even Shmini Atzeres, which strictly speaking is not part of Sukkot, and when it comes to Shavuos, can be brought also for the next 6 days after Shavuos. So if somebody missed it on the first day of the Chagim, that's when it should have been brought, but there is an effective Tashlumim, you can make it up for a number of days thereafter. So the Mishnah says as follows, Mishalo Chag B'yom Tov Harishon Shal Chag, anyone who did not bring these two types of korbanos on the first day of the holiday. Chag here is not only referring to Sukkot as it typically is, but all Shalosh Regalim, Chogeg es kol haregel v'yom tama achrom shel chag. You can bring it for the entire regel, and when it comes to Shavuos, as we mentioned, 6 days after Shavuos, and even when it comes to Sukkot, the last day of Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres. Avar haregel v'lo chag. However, if the entire regel passed by, or when it comes to Shavuos, the 6 days after Shavuos passed by, and somebody did not bring these two korbanos, or even one of the two korbanos, didn't bring the olas ria, the shalmei chagiga, so literally, he's not responsible to bring it. What it means is he cannot bring it any longer. He missed the time to bring it. Once that time passes, you cannot do the mitzvah anymore. He had the opportunity and it passed him by. And now the Mishnah brings the famous pasuk, Al zeh ne'emar, and from Koheles, me'uvas, lo yuchal liskon, something that is crooked cannot be fixed, it cannot be straightened, vechesron, something that is lacking in number, lo yuchal lihimanos, literally cannot be counted. In other words, once you missed the boat on this, you can no longer fix it. Once you miss the opportunity to bring these korbanos, they can no longer be brought. The mitzvah is no longer there. Mishnah Zayin is a continuation of for the prior Mishnah. It doesn't relate to the Shalosh Regalim, but it does relate to the quote of using the Pasuk of Me'uvas Lo Yuchal Liskon. So we're going to see another two explanations in our Mishnah of what that Pasuk, that something that is crooked, cannot be straightened, etc., what is that referring to? Mishnah Zayin, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya Omer, Ezo Me'uvas She'eno Yachol Liskon. What is something that has been that is crooked, that can no longer be fixed. Zehaba al ha'erva. This is somebody who comes on an erva, has relations with somebody who is absolutely prohibited to him as an erva of a holid mimena mamzer, and they have, as a result, a mamzer, an illegitimate child. Something like that, because that mamzer is always going to be around, that is a sin that was done that can no longer be fully wiped out. So even though they do tshuva, the parents do tshuva as much as possible, but because they can never clean themselves fully of that sin, because that mamzer is always there of a reminder, they can never fully expunge themselves of that sin. So that's why it's muvat lo yuchal likon. You can never fix it. The crooked can never be fixed. Because im tomar begone vegozo, if you want to say it's talking about somebody who stole something, yachol hu lachziro v'yitaken. That's not what we're talking about, because you can always return the item that was stolen, and with tshuva, returning that item, you can have a full repentance when it comes to something like that. But having a mamzer, that can never be fully fixed. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, he has a different drush on this pasuk. He says, "Ein korin me'uvas ela lemisha yamitukan betchila v'nisaves." You can only say that something is crooked about something that was originally straight, was originally good, in good form, and then became crooked, then became warped there afterward. So it's something that started out okay and then went bad. That's when we refer to me'uvas lo yuchal liskon. And he says, ve'ezah, what are we referring to? Ze talmid chacham aparesh min haTorah. That's talking about somebody who was proper, who was straight. Initially, it's a talmid chacham who was on the derech, and then he eventually abandoned the Torah. That is someone that is now considered mi'uvat. He is a crooked person because he was originally straight, and then he became crooked thereafter. And once he's gone off that derech, that is something that cannot be fixed. especially obviously if he can be chozer b'tshuva, but somebody who's gone off the derech and taught people to go off the derech and brought them with him, that is something that is very difficult to fix, because he has to fix not only himself, but he has to fix anyone else who he misled as well. Mishnah Ches only relates to our Masechta because there's a reference to Chagiga in it, and that's why it is placed here. And what we're going to see here, it's a very interesting Mishnah, is that it's going to tell us that we have a lot of halachic areas, and some of them have very little or no source in the Torah Shebichsav, in the written law. They're all based on the Torah Shebaal Peh, on the oral law that was also received at Har Sinai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe. And on the other extreme, we have certain areas in Halacha that have a lot of psukim and have a strong basis in the Torah Shebichsav, and not much is actually required for the Torah Shebaal Peh. Obviously, we need the Torah Shebaal Peh to explain it, but to say that's the source for it, we have many psukim that we can refer to. So, for example, heter nidarim. What heter nidarim are is the ability to matir neder. If somebody makes an oath and he wants to go into a beis din or a mumcha, Talmud Chacham, who's a real mumcha, an expert in that area, to be matir his neder, to release him from that vow, that, when it comes to having a scriptural source, porachim ba'avir, that is hanging in the air, that's floating in the air, ve'ein lehem amashis mochu, and you're not going to find a basis for that in the Torah Shebichtav, in the written law. It's going to be all based on the Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's going to be based on the oral law. And continuing, that's category number one. Category number two, Hilchos Shabbos. When it comes to the lachas of Shabbos, Chagigos, that's the Shalmei Chagiga, the Karbanos of the Chagiga that are brought. B'hameilos, Meilos is using something that is owned by the Beis HaMikdash, that has this Hektesh status, but you use it for a profane purpose, for a personal purpose, so that is violating the prohibition of Mi'ila. Harehem Kharerim Hatluim B'Se'ara. They're like mountains that are suspended. They're Talui B'Se'ara, by a hair. What does that mean? Shehen Mikra Mu'at, that they have very little by way of scriptural source. There's very little in the Torah, but there's something, v'halachos merubas, but tremendous amount of halachos. For example, when we're talking about Shabbos, the lamed tes malachos, that's learned from the smichos parshios. Then it talks about Shabbos, and it talks about the Mishkan. Then we learn from that the 39 categories of work that are done in the Mishkan, you cannot do on Shabbos, but it doesn't have a listing for us of all the lamed tes malachos. There's very little in the Torah about the lamed tes malachos. And we have a tremendous amount of halacha on it, but we do have a certain source source in the Torah for it, simply not much. That's why it says, and mikra mu'at, very little when it comes to the Torah shibichsa, but for halachas merubas, we have so much in the Torah shebaal peh. And the third category is we have so many psukim on it. Hadinim, this is monetary law, halacha, vavodos, avodos in the Beis HaMikdash, all the korbanos that are recorded in the Sefer Vayikra, hataharos, vahatuhumos, all the Torah purity issues and impurity issues, v'arayos, in illicit forbidden relationships with others, talked about also in Vayikra, we read it on Yom Kippur, yesh lehen amashi yismochu, these have a lot of basis in the Torah itself. And then the Mishnah concludes that for all of those categories, whether it has a source in Scripture, a strong source in Scripture, or no source in the Scripture, no source in the Torah Shebichsav, all of those categories, hen, gufei, Torah, they are all the fundamentals of Torah, whether they are sourced in the Torah Shebichsav or the Torah Shebaal Peh, they are absolutely critical in our Torah.